Hold on. I'm working on it. I'm trying to find the aux cables in here. I haven't been here in a long time. But I think I got the aux. Pause that. Pause that. I think I got the aux cable. So, hold on just a minute. This is going to happen eventually. We'll give it a shot now and see what we got going on here. See if anything's playing yet. Aux one.
Between them.
All right, WMFO in Medford. Just heard a song called On the Edge by Split System. Before that, Chain Cult with Harrowing Times. If under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, I'm going to play a lot of new music. I think we have this Studio C thing down. Took me a few minutes to figure it out, and it's a bit cramped in here, but we're gonna make it work. This is a song by Saint Vincent about the times. It's called Violent Times.
I fell down the well. Thank you. I don't want
All right, that was brand new stuff by Peter Bazell. He was in last week, played some songs off his album, brand new album called Red Blood. The song I played, as I said, was We Won't Be Ruled Out. That just came out, obviously, before that, Ann Hussick and Exit 99 with her newest stuff. That song was called Philosophy. Huska Du with Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely. And Ghost on TV with Mr. Silence from the release of the same name. It's about 7 o'clock in here. Oops, almost 7:30, so we should be up with Chris in about 15 minutes or so. Till then, here are the Ghouls.
To say only a word that is burning. It's another day, and it's you that. that I'm missing. I see the sun, but I cannot feel its warming. I looked at the clouds, but I did not heed their warning. All of the places that we have seen together, all of the gifts in all kinds of weather. We didn't know that we held it all in our hands. Everything that matters, our families and our friends. Shine on, my brother.
Shine on.
In the history of the world, there is no other. What could we have done? Did I ever turn a blind eye? The way that you smile, was there something you were hiding? What I would not give just to hear you say, man, I love you. Just one more time to pull you close and hug you. Shine on, my brother.
Shine on.
In the history of the world, there is no other.
deal, I'm gonna make it stick. I wanna say this fast, I wanna do this quick. It goes one, two, three, it goes one, two, three. Do you ever feel like the room is heavy? Do you ever feel like the room is heavy? Do you ever feel like the room is heavy? Do you ever feel like the room is heavy? Like the air is hot and the air is sweaty. Do you ever feel like the room is heavy?
You're through to the next round.
All right, let me tell you what I just played. That was a band called The Meffs, and the song was... See, I'm in a weird room here, so the computer's out of whack and everything else. The song was Think Big, off of a release called What a Life. For that, Sprints, a song called Heavy from Let It to Self. Girl with a Hawk, brand new single, No One Like You. And The Ghouls started it with Hellbound. I'm here with Carissa Johnson. What's up?
Hello.
So nice of you to come back.
Yeah, I love it here. I can't stay away.
We were, I'll find my headphones later. Are you up here?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I don't know. Yeah,
we'll jack up the, but anyway, this is your 11th time on.
That's crazy.
I track all this
stuff. Over the course of 7, 8 years? 8, 9? Almost 10 years, probably?
Yeah. I think 2000... I should have brought my my book with me because I write everyone down. It's been on the show. I think it was 2016 you first came on, but whatever.
Wow.
But yeah,
and I had done a couple of the other shows here in like 2014 and 15.
Yeah.
But I think you and I going strong 11 years. Not 11 years, 11 times.
See, normally we're facing each other in the real room, but it's kind of weird.
No, this is good.
We'll make it work. So so obviously people know, but if they don't know, you're in Brooklyn now.
Mm-hmm.
And you had... I think you've established yourself in Boston. Is it getting there in Brooklyn yet? Do you feel like...
I don't know if it's ever going to feel like it, but
it's so big.
New York is so huge.
Because this is where you first started and gained a following, so it has like that sweet spot.
Well, Boston is so much smaller. Like, Boston's like a mini New York. And Boston's so special. Every time I come back, I'm like, oh, I love it here. But it's just the community is so strong. And I think it's because it's so small, everyone can feel a lot closer. Or like, I feel like in 2017, 2018, when my band was super active here, I feel like there was just a lot of momentum and energy at that time. Like a lot of good things coming, like going around. But, you know, then I was like, okay, I want to like go tour. Then I toured for 2 years doing acoustic stuff. And then, you know, the shutdown. And then I was kind of just recording and making music videos. And then I was like, I just want to go do something completely new and like take myself to a new place where I forget everything and just like, you know, just go be a little fish somewhere. And so New York felt like the perfect place.
Are there almost too many clubs in Brooklyn, or are there?
There's a lot. I wouldn't say there's too many anywhere. I think it's always nice when there's a lot. But yeah, that's the thing. Like ever since I started going to New York, it's like, there's so much happening every night of the week that it's hard to get people to come out because it's just, you know, every room has something happening. Yeah.
It's spread out. So I guess there's a lot of, it's always a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of places for bands to play. So there's a lot of, and generally you want a lot of venues.
Yeah.
But it cuts the other way, I guess, when there's like 8 shows on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But it's like here, people show hop, go to like 3 or 4 shows a night. You do that.
I do that. I'm an old bastard doing that.
But so, it's fun. I like Brooklyn. I don't know. I just like playing.
But do you think that's it? Do you think, are you comfortable there?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. It's been good to me. I went there, like, I felt like I was jumping off a cliff, and I was like, I don't know what in the world I'm doing or how I'm going to do it, but, like, if it's meant to be, something will work. And then I tried to leave, and then it kept me there. So
you tried to leave Brooklyn?
Yeah, I was trying to get out of my first apartment. I was there for like 7 months and it was too much. It was like 7 roommates in like a tiny house. And I was like, I wasn't healthy after that point. And so
7
it was like,
people, cheaper rent, but you're on top of each other.
It was too much. The kitchen was in the basement. It didn't function. I was eating out every meal. I was like, I can't afford this place.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to go back to Boston. I had a studio session. I had some songs to record. And then I was like, I got a whole month. I'll be back in Boston. I'll just leave. And then I'll just come back naturally, like in a year or something when it makes sense. But then I put in my time at the house and I told my landlord, I was like, I'm going to be gone in November. And I tried to find a bunch of places. I applied to like 3 or 4 places, but all my work is freelance and it just doesn't show that I actually make anything ever. So I was like having a hard time convincing any landlord to have me. Yeah. And in New York, it's like you got to make, I don't know, some 70 times what you pay in rent or something. And I was like, yeah, okay. And so I was like, I don't think this is going to work. No, nothing worked. So I gave up and I was like, you know what? Something's going to happen. My first place I came about because my friend, it was the only one I told I wanted to move to New York, left. And then she was like, just take my place. So I was like, if it's meant to be, something will happen. And then I met someone on a train. Mm-hmm. And then they just, like, you know, started a conversation with me and said they were leaving their place in a month and that it was in Brooklyn. And it was everything that I thought didn't exist. And I'm there now. So I've been there for, like, 3 years now.
So random, but so, as you say, meant to be.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was just like, let it go. Like, anything that's meant to be will come.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed this, like, at least 25 times.
Right.
Just trying so hard for something. And then the moment you let go, it just comes in some way that you can't plan. It's magic.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You have a new vinyl, I guess, from your first.
The
first
album,
release.
Yeah.
And you're coming back to it to put a limited vinyl run out. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. I realized like a week before February 17th, I put out my first album on my 21st birthday.
Yep.
And So I just hit my 31st birthday, and so for now turned 10. And I was like, wow, that's like a whole decade. Like, I have to acknowledge this somehow. So a guy actually right down the street from me has this vinyl company called On the Fly Records. And it's so convenient. He just lives on the other side of the park. And he turns these around in a day.
Wow.
It's lathe cut vinyl. They're super special. They have full color sleeves and everything.
Did you work with him before on something?
Yeah, we did the Congratulations 7-inches. And so he did like he does a lot of like limited run special things. Yeah. And so I was like, I'll do just a couple of the songs that were people's favorites and just put something out just to, you know, feel like I'm doing something because I want to put more music
that
out.
That was a big step for you back then, right?
Yeah. 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 I didn't have a band when I made that album.
Did you think, well, you probably did because you're a driven, ambitious human. Did you think now that you'd still be like, here we are 10 years later and you're still at it?
Yeah.
Still. And 10 years is nothing to take lightly because 10 years is a lot of time, a long time for a band or people to be active in this.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. I mean, I've definitely looked at it both ways where I'm like, why aren't I further? But then I'm also like, wow, I did everything I wanted to. Like there's a lot of things, I mean, especially in the realm of Boston, like stuff I didn't think was possible. Or like just the people I'm in touch with now, where it's just like, these were dreams I had when I was like 13. So that's pretty cool. So I have to, you know, a lot of times I forget to look at those things, or they just seem so normal once you get there. And then it's like, oh yeah, like this was actually like unreachable. Like even to play All Asia was my first Boston show ever back in like 2011. And that was like the tiniest little place on Mass Ave. But to play Mass Ave freaked me out. And I was like, this is the dream.
Yeah.
And then it evolves to Middle East and evolves to Sinclair and evolves.
Yeah.
Paradise. I had a list and I was like, next up, next capacity, and like still there's still some that I haven't hit that I really want to, but yeah,
before they close
yeah, I know.
There's only so much you can do, and I think you do a great job of it.
Thanks.
You put the music out
and more's coming, which I'm excited about.
I know, we're gonna talk about that in a bit, but yeah, that's all you can do is put the music out there and
and
hope people listen and it hits home with some people, and I know it does. You know it does. I know that.
Shout out to everyone listening right now. To my friends.
Where else would you be on a Tuesday night listening to Rising in the closet tonight? I'm gonna play a song. I'm not gonna tell you what song, and then when we come back, you'll play one live, and we'll talk a bit more. But this was from Only Roses.
Thank you. the flag here. All right. That was better now. Better from here, right?
Yeah. I haven't heard that in a while.
So a little bit about Only Roses was your kind of like your breakthrough.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Fuel Heart was the first single off that, and that really, I think, got my name out in Boston more than anything.
Yeah. And, I'm going to let you play.
All right. Should I do a new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the new one, and we'll go from there.
I'm scared.
You're with me. It doesn't.
I'm in a fragile state. I might cry, but I'm going to try not to.
That's all right.
It's called Millennium. The sky is all white now, babe, and as free as I may be, I always thought the light was you, but now it's just not coming through. Left me after Valentine's Day, but you held me like you meant it that night. Punxsutawney Phil was right. This February feels like a millennium. Let me fall like a leaf without the sun. I don't want to weigh you down. Let me go. All I ever had was love. If that's not enough, I won't hang around. Tomorrow's hard to see now, babe, and yesterday hurts too much. I might never know the truth, I just can't believe it's just over like that. Fond farewell to what we had. I don't want to hold a grudge. The cosmic shapes drowned out something I can't replace. I'll meet you after this millennium. The sky could be so clear instead. I've lived in all its shades before, that's for sure. I'll be holding out for light blue, but I'll know that it's fleeting too. Let me fall like a leaf without the sun. I don't want to wear you down. All I ever had was love. If that's not enough, I won't hang around.
Nice.
Thanks.
You got through it.
Thanks.
Did you just, that brand spanking new?
Yeah, I finished it like 5 minutes before I got here. Before I got in the car.
Kind of like the logo. The new logo.
Yeah.
You just whipped it up.
I was like, Skybar deserves something. What can I give him? A drawing.
You gave a couple. We had the other one.
Yeah, I liked it, but I was like, it's not right. Like something, it needed to be updated, you know?
And I have the tree picture that I have yet. I didn't put it on a t-shirt yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, cool.
A tree book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be cool. The cover?
I think it was the cover. Trisha picked a picture on you. Said, oh. I think it might have been the cover.
That's sweet.
I think you said that, yeah, that was your favorite, too, or something like that. But that lends it to, you got to make a living up in New York. And so mm-hmm. you don't just make music. You
mm-hmm.
is photography.
somehow
videos.
Yeah, there's art. I'm so glad I went to school for art. I was like, I left and I was like, there's no way I'm going to make a living at this. I'm going to go do music. And then I was like, there's no way I'm going to make a living at this. What skills do I have? Oh, yeah, art.
Meld all them together.
And then, yeah, and I started working for my friends. And then, I mean, honestly, some of the clients that I have that are literally keeping me afloat are people I met 12 years ago in Boston who still hire me for things.
Wow, see, that's so you have both connections. That's good.
Yeah, I'm doing animations now, and that's been really fun.
Animated videos?
Animated videos, music videos, and then, random bits of art, lots of reels for like single promo, and so lots of event booking and planning for other bands and tours and stuff. So I definitely stay busy, but it's all on my laptop, so I'm trying to get out of the house more. But it's also hard in winter. But if anyone has any ideas,
skateboards, you have some
skateboards. Oh yeah, I got some skateboards. None of them have wheels on them though.
That's what they're decorative, you can hang them up.
Yeah. You turn them into ceiling fan blades.
You supply the wheels. You got the board.
Do you have one of the boards?
No.
You don't? I thought you won one a long time ago.
No.
Didn't you get the Only Roses board?
No, I did not.
Huh. No. I'll make you a skateboard.
I can't skateboard.
I can't
break my
probably
ass
now
if I
either.
Tried to skateboard. But another thing I wanted to touch on was the band The Gits.
Yeah.
Who? Well, how did you first find out about them?
I think it was actually this book that came out back in like 2009. It was like a Joan Jett picture book.
Uh-huh.
And it just had a bunch of photos of the Runaways and her. And then at the back, it had a discography of everything that she's ever done. And there was an album called Evil Stig, which is Gits uh-huh. Live backwards. And then it was the tour that she fronted the band after the singer died. And they were, you know, trying to solve a crime. And then Joan went on tour with the band, and then I was like, wow, this is great music. And then I found them, and I watched videos of them, and I was like, wow, Mia Zapata is incredible. And they just became my favorite band, because it was just so raw and honest and guttural, and just good songs. And I wound up meeting Steve, the drummer, back in 2017. I was actually performing as Joan Jett at a Joan Jett cover show. It was like a Halloween night in San Francisco.
Right.
And he came up to me, and he shook my hand, and he was like, good show, Joan. And I was like, okay, thanks. And I didn't know it was him.
Wow.
And then he came up to me, he's like, it's Steve from The Gits. And I was like, what? And then he knew I had a Mia Zapata tattoo, and we talked about that. I painted skateboards, actually, for The Gits, for their Kickstarter, for a book about Mia's life, which just came out, which is so cool. Yeah, yeah, it came out in October. And then they just got signed to Sub Pop, so I went out to Seattle to support them, and they put out a new release. And yeah, it's just great to, you know, have that story turned around. It used to be dark, but now it's like a little bit lighter.
I got these seats. I have to say, this is WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar at the top of the hour, so I had to get that in there. Yeah, I just got the CD in the mail, Frenching the Bully. But then there's also the live show.
Seafish Louisville, I think.
Yeah. I downloaded the live thing, and I've had the CD playing in my car. When I'm in my car, I listen to CDs. That's all I do is listen to CDs. I don't do talk radio. And I don't listen to commercial radio, so I listen to CDs basically. And so sometimes I'll have a CD in there for like a month.
Oh, wow.
The remaster.
I was going to say, I wish my car had a CD player. I'm like, I don't even have a car.
Cars don't have CD players, from what I hear. They don't even have
CD
players. So when that happens, when I get a new car, I'll have to like get one of those you plug into the dashboard or something.
Now, I have so much merch in my closet that I have yet to sell, like shirts and CDs and vinyl and stuff. But I'm like, boxes and boxes of CDs. I'm like,